I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's possible that civil war may be brewing in the Caribbean. Haiti is at a tipping point, but there's no telling which direction the dominoes will fall. And in a remote area of the world, what garners a trip to the doctor could mean life or death, and one ministry is stepping in. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. How bad is bad in Haiti? For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart tells us, there's talk of a coup.
The opposing party declared civil war against the government. Basically, the whole country is upside down. We've been down there 40 years. This is the worst we've ever seen it.
As the old saying goes, desperate times call for desperate measures, and Haitians are pretty desperate.
They're tired of having no fuel, having no water. They're tired of having no food. The current president getting all of the blame. So most of the protests are to get him out. He says he's not going. He'll fight to the bitter end.
Port-au-Prince is on lockdown, but the movement's carrying as far north as Cap-Haitien, where For Haiti with Love has its burn clinic.
They had the road blocked coming up the mountain to our clinic. If people didn't pay to get through the roadblock, then they were hit in the head with bottles. So you've got burn patients coming in with scalp wounds.
Please lift up the staff of For Haiti with Love as they care for people in Jesus' name.
This is actually the first time a round of riots has gotten this far up into the mountains. It's just a sign that there's no place in Haiti that's immune to this now.
Tomorrow is World Teachers Day, but we're celebrating today. Rawan Haddad of 10 Schools shares with us about Dawlat, a passionate principal educating refugee children in Jordan. Most of the kids Dawlat School educates were traumatized while fleeing their home country, but Dawlat and her teachers are doing everything they can to help these kids heal.
They visiting their families at home, just like hear from them about their life, what happened to them at home and even in Iraq, about their behaviors at home. So they just work together as a team with their family to just make these kids be better and better. So they are amazing.
Emily Kloster of 10 Schools asks for you to pray for these teachers by name, beginning with Dawlat.
She has the perfect skill set for the work that she does and years of dedication to the Good Shepherd Center and doing her work with very little pay, which she signed up for. She's all about it, but just prayers for her financial security, for her own mental health, because as you point out, the secondhand trauma thing can happen, and for the educators in her care.
And on the island of Papua, Indonesia, wild jungle and tall mountains mark the landscape. For people who live in remote villages, medical issues can quickly spell disaster. Mission Aviation Fellowship flies into hard-to-reach areas of Papua with aid and gospel hope, and part of their work includes medical flights. MAF pilot Dennis Bergstrasser.
There are roads that are starting to be built, but still they're very poor condition. And most of the airstrips that we go to have no roads at all.
Recently, Bergstrasser flew a sick 4-year-old boy from a remote village to a hospital in Tamika. The little boy had been sick for so long that his eyes and skin were yellow and his stomach was swollen.
Unfortunately, he'd probably been sick for a month, so this is sort of the first opportunity he had to jump on one of our airplanes and get to some place where they had some medical care.
The doctors discovered this young boy has a serious liver problem, and now thanks to the ministry of MAF, he's getting medical treatment.
I think the Lord gives us those opportunities to just be in the right place at the right time to show compassion and love toward those in need.
MAF needs more people to join them in Papua and to help be the feet of Jesus. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You've told us you value the program and that it's much needed for such a time as this. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.